From the Meridian Manufacturing Studios, you're listening to Inside Agriculture. While a lawsuit by Beef Products Incorporated alleging defamation by ABC TV will head to trial next week, BPI is seeking $1.9 billion in the lawsuit against ABC and correspondent Jim Avila for a series of stories the network ran on BPI's signature product, lean, finely textured beef, which was referred to as pink slime in those reports. Jury selection began this week for the lawsuit that will be heard in South Dakota. The Sioux City Journal of Sioux City, Iowa, says if BPI wins at trial, its claim could be tripled to $5.7 billion under provisions of South Dakota's Agricultural Food Product Disparagement Act. BPI accuses ABC and Avila of engaging in a disinformation campaign that defamed BPI and the lean, finely textured beef, causing consumers to mistakenly believe the product was unsafe and unhealthy. That trial, it's expected to last 2 months. Well, it looks like 2017 is going to be another rough year for grain farmers in the U.S. Even in Illinois, where the trend line yield for corn is 200 bushels to the acre and 61 for soybeans, the average income on a 1,500-acre grain farm for the year is just $25,000. Well, that's not good, according to University of Illinois ag economist Gary Schnittke.
That $25,000 level isn't enough to cover all of the family living withdrawals and capital purchase expenses that are needed from a farm. We sort of think of a $70,000 to $80,000 level being sustainable in the long run. So that's below that, and so we're looking at some financial deterioration on farms if these projections hold.
Well, it's a projection that wasn't quite so low earlier in the year. Then, like today, Schnittke was using an average cash sales price of $3.70 a bushel in the Illinois crop budget for corn.
What has caused our income forecast to come down, though, has been a decline in soybean prices in recent weeks. Earlier in the year, we were using $9.70 for soybean price, and we've seen those come down. And now we're using a $9 price in 2017 projections, which is above fall delivery prices right now. $8.85 would be a pretty representative fall delivery price for soybeans in central Illinois.
Well, a decline in soybean prices to $9 likely will trigger 2017 ARCO payments, given county soybean yields are at trend levels. Now, as a result, Illinois' 2017 projections build in a $15 per acre government payment. It arrives until the fall. It doesn't arrive until the fall of 2018, but an estimated $20 payment from last year's crop should arrive this fall. Now, in 2017, revenues projected to be $755 per acre for corn. That's down by $77 per acre from last year. Gross revenue for soybeans projected at $564 per acre. That's $140 per acre lower than in 2016. We'll take a break here. And when we come back, we're actually going to talk about preparing your fields before turning the livestock out. That's up next, right after this.